See your net control for tonight's Liberty Net here out of the Rutherford stand, Pennsylvania. We're taking early check-ins. Anyone out there would like to join us? Your call sign, please.
Just lost my internet, so stand by, Rob.
Roger that.
India, Quebec, Bravo, checking in.
Sorry about that, gentlemen. I had technical difficulties. I had to reboot my internet connection there. All right, this is KG4ZX, NFC for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Who was the other station trying to check in?
Kilowatt 9, Italy, Quebec, Bravo. K9, Itchy, Quilted Blanket. Handle is Kirk, Kilowatt India, Radio Kilowatt. Location is North Central Maryland.
North Central Maryland. Good signal up here, Kirk. Good evening, sir. K9IQB, good evening. How's things down your neck of the woods?
Well, pretty much like everywhere else. A little rainy and then no rain, and kind of trying to make sure the antenna gets disconnected as those storms come through. And spending a lot of time trimming trees right now. My trees have gotten mature over the last 30 years, and some parts of the lawn got too much shade, so I'm trying to open up a little sunlight. And that's a long-term task because it's hard work, and I'm 77, so it takes a while for me to rest and then get ready to do it again the next day or 2 days later. Anyway, good evening to you, K9IQB.
Hey, very good, Mr. Kirk. Well, good to have you aboard, sir. And, hey, God bless you, 77. I hope I sound as good as you do at that age, sir. Hey, well, good deal. Coming in, Lima Charlie here in Pennsylvania, out of Maryland. So thank you, sir. And, yeah, I understand that yard work can be a project in itself. I know exactly what you're saying. Hey, you going to stick around for any comments tonight, sir?
Yeah, I will. I've been on this net once before with KA3JOY, Robert, over there in Ohio, and that's been a couple weeks ago, so I was eager to get back tonight.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Well, I'm assuming he will be here in just a little bit if he ain't already. But he does come in here, and hopefully he'll be in as well here in just a short. So I'll stand by, and thank you, Kirk, and good to have you aboard. And we got you on the list.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, this is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray, Anna Charlie, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray, Charlie, out of the Verdifraud state of Pennsylvania once again. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. We're looking for check-ins. Anyone else?
K-A-8-J-O-Y. Got net logger up.
Okay, K-A-8-J-O-Y. Mr. Bob, or better known as Robert. Thank you, Mr. Bob. Good to have you aboard, sir. And you're coming in also. Very good.
Roger, Roger. Well, I heard Mr. Kirk. I just came up the band from down there. Do you have anybody else in between Kirk and I? I've got you, Kirk, myself, and Laura. Is there anybody else?
Yeah, you got KO4GST, Golf Sierra Tango, Mr. Rob in South Carolina down there, and he's booming in as well. Give him a call and make sure you can hear him.
Roger, Roger. Hey, Robbie, KO4GST, K-A-K-O-Y.
K-A-A-J-O-Y, you're coming in clear down here in the Carolinas, sir. Good evening to you. Hope you're having a good day, and it's nice to see you in there, Mr. Bob.
Roger, Roger. Well, I've got to correct your name in net logger. Keeps on saying Robert, and I think you go by Robbie, correct?
Yes, sir. You can call me Rob. You can call me Robbie. Just don't call me late for supper. We're good, sir.
I often had people when I was a police car, they were talking about my mom and sex, but you can figure that one out on your own.
Roger that.
All right, let me pass it back to you there, Jeff. I've got him on the list, so I've got that total of five of us.
Okay, roger, roger. Bob, yeah, I'm bringing up the logger as we speak, and bam, there you are. As long as my internet holds up, we've been having some flaky weather here again today, and unsure on how it's going to hold up. Thanks, Bob. We got it up and running, and thank you again. All right, this is KG48 at Tennessee for the Wednesday night looking at taking further check-ins. Anyone else? Hey, once again, this is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie out of Pennsylvania, and this is the Wednesday night listening at taking further check-ins. Anyone else would like to join us tonight? Call now.
Jesse, just a quick note. When you get to your first participant, Mr. Kirk, his call letters are Kilo 9, Itchy Quilted Blanket.
Yeah, he mentioned that. I gotta write that down. Oh, that's cool.
He is one of our moderators from down the band, so always a good signal from the state of Maryland. So I'll give it back to you to get ready to kick this off.
Hi, roger, roger. Yep, I'm still looking for check-ins. Clearwood K-H-J-O-Y, which is running the net logger. Hey, Bob, you going to open the net for me as well?
Whenever you're ready, I've got it in front of me.
Okay, roger, roger. Hey, one last call before we start the Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. I am Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie out of Pennsylvania here, and this is the Wednesday night Liberty Net, and we're still taking check-ins. Anyone else? Good afternoon. Okay, I guess we'll go ahead and get started there, Mr. Bob. So go ahead and start off, and I'll wait for your send back.
Roger, roger. Well, this is K-A-H-J-O-Y. I'm riding shotgun for your net controller, KG4ZX to the C, and we want to wish you good evening to all the participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now in the year of 1974, founded by the late Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Arium Net, the gold standard. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, I'll open with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, let me pass it back to our guest, our net controller tonight, Mr. Jesse, KG4ZX to the C. It's up to you.
Okay, roger, roger. Thanks, Bob. I heard somebody underneath you, so let me take a quick pause and see who that was. Station calling in, give me your call. Alright, I did hear someone underneath Bob there. If anyone else would like to check in, call now. Okay, well, I ain't gonna listen up too much because I probably was hearing things knowing me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Liberty Net here on Wednesday night. I'm KG4ZXC, your net control for this hour, for this net. And K-A-J-O-Y, Mr. Bob out of Ohio is doing the net logger. And thank you, Bob. And everyone else, Mr. Kirk, also Rob and Miss Laura into JTT also here tonight. Alright, little, let's see, ladies and gentlemen, wow, it has been a crazy week. Trying to focus on some of the information going on around us. It's almost downright depressing, but I'm trying to keep my head up high and think positive on what's going on. But there's one piece of article I wanted to bring forward to the net tonight, and this one in particular goes from the West, comes out of the Western Journal. I'll get that right here in a minute. So this is what I want to start off with tonight, guys. So, and ladies and gentlemen, government is training radical leftist activists to spearhead door-to-door operations across the country. Is that really surprising, guys? well, not to me. Anyway, activists with the left-wing group in North Carolina have been trained by a state agency to out and confront people at their homes about their vaccination status. WBT-TV out of Charlotte, North Carolina, reported in May that activists with the leftist group Action NC. I never even heard of this group, and I stay on top of a lot of things because of being in North Carolina, so Action NC, I never heard of it. Anyway, Action NC were trained by the health department in Mecklenburg County and then sent out in neighborhoods in Charlotte to invade the privacy of people. The stunning action is part of a 12-week initiative. The outlet cited a low vaccinated rate for the approach, but that's only the first issue, and it is in Mecklenburg County business who is and isn't vaccinated. Boy, I tell you what, they spread them words together sometimes, and it's hard to read it with these crazy glasses of mine. All right, anyway, of course not, but what is worse than the county uses a political organization for this stunt? Who is Action NC, you might ask? Well, let's look at the organization. Action NC's mission is to confront and reduce the root cause of poverty, underdevelopment, and social economic equality through grassroots educating, training, organizations, and mobilizations. Sounds communism to me. Sounds like communism to me. It sounds like some brown shirts are going on.
Sounds
anyway,
like
we organize in poor and working income communities full of talent and committed people looking for the opportunity to work together to build a stronger and more secure future.
Yeah, right.
We reach them to them in varieties of way, offers them the opportunity to join and organize and fight and win. Well, it sounds like I just described. Sounds like some brown shirt activity going on. If you are still wondering if Action NC is a group of leftists, here's what I say about so-called structural discrimination against women.
That's what you say.
Time has changed. While more women than ever are working outside the home, sitting outside the leading companies, workplace rules, standards, wages have failed to keep up with the changing roles of women. Instead, cooperating and have stacked the deck against women. Yeah, right. Most women I know has always made more money than I ever have just because they look nicer. Anyway, the families, while these companies maximize profit, working for women to struggle to make ends meet and face discrimination. Yeah, right. On every front, no cost, birth control, and pregnancy to salary. So this is what Action NC is all about. You know, that's what they keep claiming. I think it's another way to find out what you have, what you don't have, and if you're going to get a shot or not. So I'm just going to leave it at that. That's my opening comment for now, and let's take it to the top. I am KG4ZX NFC, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and let's go to the logger, and let's take it up to Mr. Kirk. Kilo Niner, itchy quilted blanket. Take it away, Kirk.
All right, thank you, Jesse. Beautiful signal down here. In fact, everybody on frequency has got a beautiful signal tonight. Concerned about it, and a lot concerned about it. Very reminiscent of the brown shirts and the SS of Nazi Germany. Same kind of thing. And if people think Nazi Germany is a stretch when comparing it to the U.S., think again. We now have government collaborating with big business to get censorship invoked. That's called fascism, when government works hand-in-hand with business to control the population. We call it fascism, and that's what we need to start calling it here, right now. Now, you can also call it socialism, because you still get private ownership, but government control. One way or the other, there's several shades to go on that description. But anyway, it's all about control. It's not about liberty. It's not about freedom or any of the things that we hold dear. Number two, the vaccination, we've got to remember, is an experimental drug. It is still classified as experimental. No one should be forced to get it. It should be a private conversation with you, your family, and your doctor. And we've had a CDC, Center for Disease Control, of the U.S. government doing as bad a job communicating with the American people that I think I've ever seen. They've switched positions, they've lied, they've admitted to lying, and they think it's all right. Anyway, that's it. That's where I stand. And if somebody shows up at my door, I'm just going to close the door and say thank you, goodbye. I haven't got time to talk to you. This is K9IQB in the Liberty Net.
Hey, very good, Kirk. And yes, socialism, fascism, yeah, it all carries the same weight, if you ask me. It's all a form of communism, and that's bottom line. Oh, by the way, Kirk, that's very good. I'm glad you brought up the CDC, because I wanted to mention that you know what the CDC really stands for. Communist data control, and that's what it is, because they have been lying to us for so long. Hey, let's go down the list, and let's see, Mr. Bob, it's going to you, sir, so K-A-H-J-O-Y, out of Ohio. Take it away, Bob.
All right, Mr. Jesse, I want to say hi to Mr. Kirk, and thank you for jumping up the band with me. I appreciate it. Good to hear him. I got an article. I will read the whole thing because it's kind of long, but of course it's the epic time. We were talking down the band about how young people think that they're entitled to everything that they get. They did a walk around with Stinchfield, and like 70-75% of the college students were like, well, America's not that great of a place, and we should be ashamed of how we got to where we are, and blah, 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 blah. Well, this article in the Epic Times, former police officer recounts witnessing industrialized organ harvesting in China. So you think the other countries are better? This is from China. The sound of gunshots. Prisoners fall lifeless to the ground.
their bodies still warm, were carried to a nearby white van where two white clad doctors waited. Behind closed doors, they were cut open, their organs carved out for sale on the transplant market. This grisly scene, which sounds more like a plot of a horror movie, was a real life account that took place in China some 20 years ago at the direction of state authorities. It was witnessed by Bob, this is not his real name, who was a public security officer providing security at the site where death row prisoners were executed. The harvesting of death row prisoners' organs was an open secret. Bob, who now is in the United States, told Epic Times he declined to use his name for fear of... Crap, where's the other half the article? For fear... Man, it's dark in here. For fear of reprisal by the regime. The Epic Times has verified his police ID and other personal information. Bob describes being an unwitting transplant as an industrialized supply chain, I'm as bad as Jesse, that converted living humans into products for sale in the organ trade. The players in this machine industry included the judicial system, police, prisoners, doctors, and the Chinese Communist Party officials who issue the directives. His account from the mid-1990s sheds light on the one state and the disturbing evolution of the CCP's long-running practice of harvesting organs from non-consenting donors, while Bob witnessed organ extraction from prisoners who were already dead. The following years, the regime would go on to implement and deploy in a mass scale a practice more sinister of harvesting organs from live prisoners with no consequence to the government. The article is lengthy, but it's basically saying those in the higher places that could afford it, the government would take the organs from you, the peasants, and the prisoners. America should be ashamed. And this kind of stuff, this is what China will bring to you. So be aware. With that being said, good evening to everyone, and I'll pass it back to you, Jesse, KG4CXNC, KAHJONY.
Hey, very good, Bob. And you're hitting it dead on the target there tonight, Bob. I was going to emphasize a little piece on what you just covered there. What I was going to bring up, have you ever noticed, Bob, that every time, about 3 months, Nancy Pelosi, if you ever watched that crazy woman, I don't even know if she's a woman, but, you know, if you ever watch her, she's like really all down and everything, and it's like she's running out of energy. Well, anyway, and then all of a sudden, one day, she perks up just out of the blue, and she's just wide open. It's like you can't shut this woman up at this point. You know, this is Planned Parenthood doing their job at organ harvesting and blood transfusions from the young and the innocent children in this country. Yeah, you're right. They are organizing, harvesting of places all throughout the country, and all these rich wigs are using the deplorables for their youth. You know, they're fountain of youth, and everybody knows if you take the blood from a younger chap into an older gentleman, or vice, you know, and they will almost take the pure energy out of the young person. And there's so much research on that alone, it ain't funny. But it's amazing. All right, thanks, Bob. Moving down the list, let's thank Miss Laura for being here tonight. Into JTT, Miss Laura, thank you for being there tonight. And looking on the larger, KC3 Protect the Constitution is also online. So, hey, good to have you out there, sir. Always a pleasure hearing from you, Tim. Let's see, KO4GSP, you got the deck, sir. So, Mr. Rob, out of South Carolina, take it away, KO4GSP.
Thank you, KD4ZXC. This is KO4GST on the Wednesday night, Liberty Net. And I got this little story out of a little site called Reason, and it says, federal agencies can't resist using and abusing facial recognition. That some agencies don't even know that their employees are abusing the facial recognition. Already used to identify international travelers as they enter and exit the United States, facial recognition technology is becoming increasingly reliable and may soon become a regular feature on the travel process, says government researchers. But also simultaneously, some reports of haphazard implementation by federal agencies and real-life horror stories based on flaws in the technology. It all adds up to a cautionary tale about the uses and abuses of surveillance systems that can identify and misidentify members of the public as they go about their lives. I thought they didn't make mistakes. Misidentify. The most accurate face recognition algorithms have demonstrated the capability to confirm airline passengers' identities while making very few errors. Well, first they say they can misidentify, now they're saying they make very few errors. I don't understand this. The National Institute of Standards and Technology announced this week that the results indicated that several of the FR algorithms NIST tested to perform the task using a single scan of a passenger's face with 99.5% accuracy. One-to-one facial recognition systems such as those you get while standing still, so you can imagine, can be matched against the database and have been in place for international travelers for several years, administered by Customs and Border Protection. NIST study went beyond such checkpoint applications to investigate limited one-to-many uses, such as when crowds waiting to board their flights are scanned for the faces of those to be there to identify anybody who doesn't belong. NIST also looked at whether the technology could be viable elsewhere in the airport, specifically in the security line where perhaps 100 times more people might be expected during a certain time window, the report added. While the NIST study suggests a remarkable degree of reliability, congressional testimony of the same day said the study was released that illustrated the dangers when the technology goes wrong. As I pulled up to my house, a Detroit police squad car was waiting for me, Robert Williams this week told the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and Terrorism and Homeland Security about his January 2020 arrest. When I pulled into the driveway, the squad car swooped in from behind to block my SUV as if I would make a run for it. I eventually got more information after the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan connected me with the defense attorney, he added. Someone had stolen watches and the store owner provided surveillance footage to the Detroit Police Department. They sent a blurry shadow image from the footage of the Michigan State Police, who then ran it and thought the face recognition system was me. That system incorrectly matched the photographs of me and pulled the old driver's license picture with the surveillance image, which is to say near perfect reliability in the laboratory test sounds great, unless you spend 30 hours in jail because you're falsely tagged as a criminal by facial recognition technology. Real-world applications are messier than tests and carry consequences in the terms of liberty and potential life when authorities respond to bogus alerts. Watch out, everybody. Big Brother's is watching you, and unfortunately, they've been watching us for some time, and I'm starting to think Big Brother might even be a perv the way they're molesting our liberties out there. And I think it's time we all start hollering, stranger danger, and get somebody on alert of what's going on. KO4GST.
Hey, very good, Rob. Facial recognition. Wow. I tell you, every time I go in Walmart and you go through these, if you even go near them, I do not use them myself, but, those Walmart hurry up and scan and get out so they don't have to hire a cashier, them them cameras that you see on the screen, if I'm not mistaken, they're always squaring in on your facial features. So I think Walmart's already implemented that. But, you know, hey, they said the same thing about Ashley Babbitt. Said she broke through D.C. Into the D.C. Capitol when she wasn't even the one in the window like they said she was. So they killed that lady for nothing. God bless her soul and her family. Hey, this is KG4ZXT. Thanks, Rob, out of South Carolina, KO4GST. And thank you, Rob. And we'll be back to you. And let's see. KC3 Papa Tango Charlie is in monitoring mode, I guess. I don't think he can transmit. Can he, Bob?
Absolutely, I can talk. Not much to say. I'm enjoying the net tonight, and thank you guys for having me. Just a quick comment on Ashley Babbitt. My little theory on that one is that there was more to it than they're going to let out. Obviously, right? I think it was a federal agent that pulled the trigger. I think they're keeping that under their wraps, and that's why we haven't heard anything about which police officer pulled the trigger. I think it was a setup, and that's about that. I do want to leave with one little quote here. The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity, and that was made by Amelia Earhart. And I'm going to send it back to Net Control. I'm going to listen out the rest of it. I won't have much else to say, but I'm enjoying the net. So thanks for having me. KC3, protect the Constitution. Back to Net Control.
Okay, very good. Let's see, Mr. Tim. Very good. And, yeah, you're right. It was a federal agent that they have been harvesting a fugitive in my book. They've been protecting this guy for some time, and I'm so sick of it because they sure released his name just like they released her name. If she was killed by an officer, they should release his name too in my book, especially after all the hypocrisy going on. Hey, thanks, Tim, and we will put you in monitoring mode, but I'll come back and check on you just to make sure you're still with us. So KC3, Protect the Constitution, PTC, thanks for being here tonight. All right, this is KG4ZXC, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Let me take a quick pause and see if we have any late check-ins, because we're at the bottom of the list, ladies and gentlemen. Anyone else tonight for the Liberty Net, please call now.
Hey, Jesse, before you continue, I have a quick one for you.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Bob.
So did you hear that Nancy Pelosi, since we brought up her name, her husband went in for surgery?
Okay, and what actually became of it?
Well, she sued the doctor because he was no longer interested in sex.
Oh, really? How could you possibly be interested in sex with that woman anyway?
Well, the surgery, the judge ruled that it was an unfounded lawsuit because her husband went in for cataract surgery.
I can understand that. I guess he can't see his self doing her anymore.
Roger, roger.
Hey, very good. Hey, good evening, everyone. This is KG4ZXP, clear with K8JOY, which is running the larger tonight. And thank you, Bob. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Do we have any late check-ins? Please call now.
This is Alpha Bravo 8 Oscar. I don't really have anything to say. I'm just listening. I'll just be short tight. I'm here in Newberry, Ohio.
Okay, Alpha Bravo 8 Oscar, I believe. Is that what you said?
That's Alpha Bravo 8 Oscar. Alpha Bravo 8 Oscar.
Okay, Mike Oscar. Okay, what was the name over there again? We're going to put you in the list anyway. Okay, Andrew. Yeah, Bob beat me to it, so we got you in there. Hey, very good, Andrew. If you'd like to make a comment, feel free. I'll give you the opportunity whenever you feel like it. Hi, Roger, Roger. Hey, Mr. Moe, out of the beautiful state of Nebraska, KD0RSA. Hey, good evening, Moe. Good to have you aboard, sir.
Good evening, Jesse. I'm going to see if that's
okay, Roger, Roger. Well, it's very good to have you in here tonight, Mo, and I'm actually hearing you pretty good, so you must got the amplifier up and running.
Roger, Roger. Thank Bob for that.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Yeah, Bob's a good guy. He went out of his way to make sure that he hooked you up. And, hey, we're very thankful for Bob. I think everybody should take up a postcard and send it to Bob, thanking him for all his great work here on the Liberty Net. Hey, thanks, Mo. We got you in monitoring mode, and we'll be back around to you, sir. Hey, that was KD0RSA, Mr. Mo out in Nebraska. Clear with you, sir. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Anyone else before we move to the top? I'm hearing nothing, so let's see. I guess it goes up to me, and then Mr. Kirk will be on deck. So, hey, I got this article I want to bring up, and it is off the Epoch Times. Yep, Epoch Times. Epic Times. you guys been following anything about Michigan lately? Well, I'll tell you what, Michigan's been a crap hole for some time, and I'm trying to refrain from saying too many foul words here, but Michigan legislators repeal Governor's Emergency Power Act. Lansing, Michigan, House of Representatives voted on July 21st in favor. Oh, yeah, that's the date. They voted in favor of repealing the Emergency Power Act used by the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, I think is her name, to implicate the COVID-19 restrictions in her state. The vote followed the approval of the repeal by the state Senate last week, and it means that the 1945 law is officially off the books. Yep, they took it out. Well, anyway, the House voted 60-48 to reappeal the law, with four Democrats, state reps, Tim Sneller, Karen Whitsett, and Richard Steeland joined all the Republicans in voting to repeal the state. Senate voted to do so by a 20-15 vote on July 15th. State Rep. Rachel Hood, a Democrat who opposed the measure, told the Epic Times, "I believe we need to improve the act, not abandon it in an emergency executive power, allowing us to be more agile and responsive to rapidly emergency needs." Yeah, like they really need to do anything, huh? They created enough problems. They don't even know how to fix their own problems, let alone anything in government. Anyway, the Republican state rep, Phil Green, who supported the repeal, told the Epic Times, "You better believe I voted yes. I circulated the petition for it. Our system is designed to have checks and balances. This law enormously, wow, good golly, I can't even speak tonight, guys. I must have had one too many. Anyway, grave to the executive power that belongs to the legislators." So I won't go into any more of it, but you get the point. And finally, they put this lady in her place. safe, and now all they got to do is vote her out. Hey, let's move it back to the top of the list. I am KG4ZXP, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and taking it back down to Kilo Niner, Icky Quilted Blanket. Mr. Kirk, take it away.
All right, Jesse. KG4 Zulu X-ray Charlie. In the Liberty Net, this is Kilowatt 9, Itchy Quilted Blanket. Again, good evening to everyone. A couple of quick comments on some of the subject matter that's been covered by our colleagues here on Frequency. Regarding Ashley Babbitt, I really kind of feel we need to look to that event where that young lady was shot and murdered in cold blood. She posed no threat, none. And for that shooting to be condoned by silence is no different than the Boston Massacre. Back in revolutionary times, I think that happened in 1775. If I'm not mistaken, and I wish Americans would consider the gravity of what happened to Ashley Babbitt needs to be cast in stone and never taken out of the American psyche. And I pray that when a different crew gets in control of government, they will pursue that issue like nothing they've ever done before. She represented every one of us. She meant no harm. She was simply voicing her opinion. Now, on another matter, and this has a little bit to do with the vaccination. I have come to realize over a number of years that the bell curve, that infamous display of data that all science seeks to produce when studying a medical or scientific problem, they gather data on the subjects. There's always a subject pool that is studied, and the data is gathered, and they produce a bell curve. We've all seen it in school. The bell curve is probably the least democratic process, and respect for the least democratic process in modern times, since science has really existed as a discipline. Now, I'm not against science. What I'm against is the interpretation of the bell curve, because we all know what they typically do is draw limits both to the left of the center of the bell curve and to the right. And that data and those people form the foundation for a series of judgments on whether a vaccine should or should not be used, or any other conclusion should be made. Everything on the right side of the right limit and everything on the left side of the left limit doesn't matter. They assign that to side effects and say, oh, well, we got most of the people involved within the limits, maybe 60%, maybe 70%. But that remaining percentage gets thrown out with the bathwater. Keep that in mind as you encounter situations where decisions are being made based on bell curves. And normally nobody talks about it. I call it the tyranny of the bell curve. And with that being said, Jesse, back to you, sir. Kilowatt George 4, Zulu X-ray Charlie, Kilowatt 9, India, Quebec, Bravo.
Hey, very good, Kirk. And yes, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, we need to be on top of this game a lot harder as well. We need to be focusing on on getting people to understand the whole scope of the matter. And just a quick reminder that, you know, why can they make gun manufacturers liable for somebody getting shot, but then pharma can get away with giving you a jab that will kill you and there's no repercussions? It is amazing. And hey, this has got to stop, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't even think we're going to make it to 2022 the way it's going if something don't change in a hurry. But I'm optimistic. I believe there's something good going to come out of all this one way or the other. Hey, thanks, Kirk. Always a pleasure and good to have you aboard. Kilo Niner, Itchy-Footed Blanket, clear with Mr. Kirk out of Maryland. All right, is going to Mr. Bob, K-8-J-O-Y. Take it away, Bob.
Roger, roger. Well, I have to make a comment on Ashley Babbitt. So, 3 USCP, United States Capitol Police officers, were behind her. Literally behind her, probably 10, 12 feet, and in the same corridor. So, the gentleman that pulls the trigger is a brown-skinned lieutenant. That's all I really know. I don't have the definite name, but I know he's a brown-skinned lieutenant. So it's a brown man killed a white woman. Why are we up in arms? But nevertheless, Mr. Kirk will enjoy this next article. He won't enjoy it. It will infuriate him, unfortunately. From the Epic Times, Wikipedia co-founder warns Wikipedia is more one-sided than ever. Larry Sanger, a co-founder of Wikipedia, warned that the online encyclopedia is, quote, more one-sided than ever, unquote, in light of the website entries for Black Lives Matter, the 2020 election, former Donald President Trump's two impeachments, and other conspicuous topics. Sanger, in particular, took issue with how some Wikipedia entries are sourced, quote, sourced, and with some exceptions, only globalist, progressive, mainstream sources and sources friendly to globalist progressiveness are permitted, he wrote in an article on his website. Several centrist news outlets, such as the Daily Telegraph, the Wall Street Journal, and the Weekly Standard, are sometimes allowed to be sourced, he said, but Wikipedia editors are careful never to leave the current Overton window of progressiveness through. Unlike Facebook and Twitter, which take more top-down approaches to content moderation, Wikipedia, which turns 20 years old this year, largely relies on unpaid volunteers to handle issues around the users. I won't read any more of it, but with that being said, I went to the Google, and I Googled fascism. Pay attention to what the description of fascism is under Wikipedia. Now, Kirk knows what the real terminology is, and so do we. So in the Google, there's a picture of Hitler, and it says, quote, fascism is a form of far-right authoritarian untraditionalism characterized by doctrinal power, forcible suppression of opposition, and strong regimentation of society and the economy, which came to prominence in the early 20th century Europe. The first fascist movement emerged in Italy during World War I, being spread to other European countries. Now, what did it say in the beginning? Fascism is a form of far right. And I just got done reading to you about how the Wikipedia is basically kowtows to the progressive left mentality. But yet, there you are. For all of our young people to Google when they hear the word fascism, well, let me see what it is. Oh, my God. It's a far-right thing. Amazing. And I really would like, Jesse, for you to let Mr. Kirk comment. Over.
Hey, no problem. Take it away, Kirk.
Yeah, Jesse. KG4ZXC in the LibertyNet K9IQB. Well, the truth of it is, we are engaged in information warfare. It is being perpetrated by the U.S. government, the current administration, using many agencies and private companies to influence word usage, definitions. They're trying to reshape our whole American culture and teach messages that will pave the way for some type of dictatorship running the United States. They're tearing apart every institution. They are attacking every institution, every belief system on the right. Anything that reeks of the U.S. Constitution and liberty and God-given rights is under attack. So it's part of a larger information warfare plan. We have to combat it. I don't know that we can control 20 million students very quickly. And as I mentioned earlier, changing the education system is going to take years. It has to begin, but it's not a quick fix. And so we need other news outlets. We need secure news outlets that the big tech companies that are friends of the current administration can take down by removing their licenses or just shutting down their servers upon which they depend. We need separate and secure sources of information. That's been a slow process because government's not going to fund it. And Republicans and people on the right seem to have difficulty in uniting together on a common cause. And it's a tough problem to do. It's really about hurting Republicans. And when I say hurting, I don't mean H-U-R-T. I mean H-E-A-R-D, like herding sheep. We've got to get unified with purpose and prioritize where resources and money go. Right now, it's scattered 10 different ways to Sunday, and lots of it is not effectively spent. So that's a problem set we've got to work on. That's my comment, sir. Back to you, KG4Z X-ray Charlie, K9IQB.
Okay, yeah, roger, Kirk.
Kilo Niner, he quoted Blanket, roger, and you couldn't have put it any more, you couldn't have put it any better than that, sir. And yeah, thanks, Bob, for bringing that up, because that makes me angry just the same. Got anything else, Bob, you want to add before I move on down?
No, I just thought it was interesting that that article was in the Epoch Times, and I just, for the fun of it, looked up the word fascism because I was going to read what it says for definition, and sure enough, there was false information. So I give it back to Jesse, KG4ZX and a C, K-A-H-A-O-Y.
All right, very good, Bob, K-8-J-O-N-Y, and commenting was K9IQB. Very good, guys. And, I just want to add to that a little bit. That CRT, you know, critical race training crap that they're promoting in our schools, I'm going to tell each and every one of you out here one basic thing. This COVID China 19 virus, even though I feel in my gut that it was intentionally put here to destroy our country, it was also a blessing in disguise, because it has woken up so many people out here in this country, of this great nation, and people need to take heed to it right now. Get your children,
I ain't gonna yell.
Get your children out of school. Start training them at home. Training them. You understand the word training? Well,
What is indoctrination? That's a form of training. You don't want these people training your children to believe in this type of environment. We got to start taking our children back and teaching them the right way and what is actually going on. And do not throw books away. Do not throw your history away. Go out and start looking in the secondhand bookstores, for instance, and start looking at and picking up some history books and start making your children read what we have learned. That way they get a better picture. All right, enough ranting there. All right, this is KG4ZX NSC, Jesse here out of the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Let's see, into JTT, Miss Laura is in monitoring mode tonight. Thank you, Miss Laura. And our net manager also is probably there listening as well, into IRJ, Mr. Marty. Good to have you guys here tonight in listening mode. Let's see, KO4GSNT, Mr. Rob out of South Carolina. Take it away.
Thank you, KO4GSC. This is, thank you, KO4ZXC. This is KO4GSC, and I got this little story out of the Daily Wire. It says, Kamala Harris claims she's talking to GOP about voting rights, but can't name a single Republican she's spoken to about the matter. Vice President Kamala Harris told CBS News in a phone interview that she was speaking with Republican senators and leaders about the Democratic-favored voting legislation known as S.1. She told CBS she had spoken to Senator Lisa Murkowski about the bill. The problem, however, is that Harris didn't speak to Murkowski about the voting legislation. Her staff had to clarify to CBS that Harris spoke to Murkowski about an infrastructure, not voting. I have spoken to Republican senators, both elected Republicans and Republican leaders, Harris told the outlet. I've talked with Senator Lisa Murkowski about the issue. But after the interview, Harris also clarified that she had discussed infrastructure, not voting rights, CBS reported. Further, the outlet reported Murkowski has publicly spoken out against S.1, calling it a partisan federal takeover of the election system. Murkowski is, however, the co-sponsor of John Lewis Voting Rights Act, a bill that is also opposed by Republicans but has White House support. This is the latest stumble for Harris, who has been struggling in her role as vice president. This follows news that Harris' staff is traumatized in her office and terrified that she will become president if President Joe Biden does not live through his term. It's a nightmare scenario for some former Harris staffers who watch nervously as their former boss ascended to the national political stage, Business Insider reported last week. Many of them remain loyal Democrats and fans of Biden, but they didn't want to see boss with whom they had bad experiences become the Democratic Party's standard bearer, the outlet added. Biden, at 78, was already the oldest president to assume the U.S. presidency, if you call him the president. He'll be a few weeks shy of his 82nd birthday on Election Day 2024, and there's already speculation 6 months into his term over whether he'll run for re-election. The Washington Free Beacon reported that the times that the staffers spoke on conditions of anonymity were for their professional relationship, adding that Harris' job trajectory means it's well within reason she could become the most powerful person on the planet. In July, the Daily Wire reported that Biden's White House was trying to stop the narrative that Harris runs an abusive environment from taking hold. CNN reported at the time that the Biden administration was trying to stop a drama-filled narrative from taking hold, according to the five people who spoke to CNN about the dynamics within Harris's office. Harris's office drama first came to light in the Politico article in June. people are thrown under the bus from the very top. There are short fuses and it's a beast of this environment. A person with direct knowledge of the situation in Vice President's office, Joe Politico, it's not a healthy environment and people often feel mistreated. It's not a place where people feel supported, but a place where people are treated like of course, they didn't say crap, but I want to keep it clean here on the Liberty Net. The dysfunction in the VP's ranks threatens to complicate the White House's carefully crafted image as a place staffed by a close-knit group of professionals working in concert to advance the president's agenda. It's pronounced enough that members of the president's own team have taken notice and are concerned about the way Harris's staffers are treated, the outlet added. People, this is crazy. It's so toxic, not just for us, but like within their own ranks, that people are jumping ship. They don't even want to be around them. And people are in fear of what might happen if this woman actually does become president. Think about that. People that were close to her, that, you know, she swore to protect and look after, are so afraid of her that they're just ready to just bail. KO4, GSC, Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
Hey, very good, Rob, and appreciate your comment. And yes, I'm actually scared to death that this crazy person may actually step in the shoes of this guy's position. I'm not going to call her a VP because she's a vindictive person, a VP. Yep, that's what she is, old Kamala Harris. Oh, well, anyway, a quick comment on that. Pro-Trump news shows Biden freezes and can't finish his sentence during the town hall meeting. I'm not even going to read the story, but we all know what's happening, and if this crazy woman steps in the shoes, my God, China's going to go ahead and nuke Taiwan, whether he's in there or she's in there running this puppet show, this dang circus, this big top hat circus that was going on. Hey, thanks, Rob, KO4GSD. Let's take it down to Mr. Tim, KC3, Papa Tango, Charlie, Protect the Constitution. You got anything you'd like to add, Mr. Tim?
Oh, absolutely. What a perfect segue for an article I was just reading by Dinesh D'Souza. And I'll read it to you guys. While Joe Biden may have been elected into the White House, many have come to the conclusion that Biden's strings are being pulled. Some might speculate that Kamala Harris's agenda is the one being pushed by the talking head in chief. While others might suggest that Susan Rice or any other number of staffers could be the real power behind the scenes. However, Dinesh D'Souza suggests that even Biden simply sitting or indeed starting from the middle of the canoe, Barack Obama might be the one manning the oars. And I just lost the article. I hope it comes back here. Let me just try it again. Here we go. Ads. You gotta love the ads. At the very least, the agenda being pushed by the White House is the one very much in line with the former president. The short answer, the two-word answer, is Barack Obama, D'Souza says. It is the Obama and Obama's people who are guiding the Biden presidency. Very interestingly, some time ago, Obama himself was directly asked the question of whether or not he might fancy a third term, and it very revealingly suggested that he would be okay with taking the reins, even if he didn't have his name written on the office door. I'm going to leave it there, guys, because I keep losing this thing. I keep getting ad pop-up. I'm sorry. I'm reading it from my phone. It's a very good article by Dinesh D'Souza on the Conservative Brief. It basically goes on saying how the whole agenda, the Obama agenda, is to destroy the United States, and I think we all know that to be true. So, sorry I couldn't finish this article. It's a very interesting article. I hope you guys can find it from Dinesh D'Souza. So back to Net Control, KC3, Protect the Constitution.
Hi, very good. And, yeah, I'm going to look into that, Tim. Yeah, because I'd like to read a little bit more on it to see what kind of information they are actually given out. Yeah, we all pretty much know that the Joe Obama administration is pulling the strings to this whole charade, along with the deep state operatives, and it is phenomenal how one guy can turn into a third. Wow, lost my train of thought there. Could be a third run for presidency, and it's just amazing. So, yeah, I'm going to look into that article there, Tim. Hey, thanks for bringing it. Because he is a string, and so is she, and half the other flunkies in Congress. Hey, this is KG4ZXE in the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania. Once again, clear with Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Tango Charlie, protect the Constitution. Thanks, Tim. Hey, Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Oscar. Andrew, you got anything you would like to add? Okay, I guess Mr. Andrew is moseyed on, so if you're still there, Mr. Andrew, thanks for being there. That was Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Oscar. This is KG4ZXC, moving down to Mr. Mo. Kilo Delta 8, Kilo Delta 0, RSA. Mr. Mo, out of Nebraska, you got anything, any comments you would like to add, sir?
KG0, RSA.
Roger, Mr. Mo, and yeah, I did actually, I pulled up the article on Fauci and where Rand, let's see, is it Rand Paul? Good golly, I done forgot who was grilling them. Anyway, I pulled it up myself, and I totally heard the quivering in his voice as he consulted the speaker there, and he was very nervous. So yeah, I hope they finally bust him down and make him pay for all this research that he gave to China. They allowed the American people to finance this virus, and now here we are dealing with this crap. By the way, round two is coming, and California is leading the charge once again. Before you know it, we're going to be back under some stupid lockdown if people don't wake up and resist this tyranny, because that's exactly what it is. Thank you, Mo. God bless you, sir. KD0RSA out of Nebraska, Mr. Mo, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is KG4ZXE. It is the bottom of the list once again. That was round two, and it is 2306 here on the East Coast. And once again, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Let me take a quick pause, see if we have any late check-ins. So anyone else out there? Hey, Bob, throw out a call over my shoulder just in case.
All righty, sir. This is KHLY. Are there any late check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net?
Okay, I'm hearing nothing, Bob, so I guess it's going back to the top of the list. So this is KG4ZXC, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm Jesse out of Motor Fraud State of Pennsylvania here in the Allegheny Mountains. Hey, have y'all paid any attention to the other news out here? Oh, good golly. There's so much news, I don't even know where to start sometimes. But, hey, I will say this. Miss Boebert, Congress lady, she's a freshman, Representative Lauren Boebert. A group of lawmakers led by freshman Laura Boebert of Colorado are demanding that the Biden administration explains the alleged inequality treatment of Black Lives Matter and the Antifa protesters, that many of whom never spent a night in jail, and those that have been incarcerated for months following the January 6th Capitol breach. In a letter, Boebert and 10 other House Republicans asked Attorney General Merrick Garland to address the apparent inconsistency in the application of the law with the respect of the rioters across the country, according to the Washington Times. Yeah, they've been holding these people hostage now as political prisoners now for some time. And finally, Boebert, Laura Boebert of Colorado is actually standing up and making some noise. The foundation of our criminal justice system requires that all defendants are treated equal before the law, but the Biden regime is not living up to their solemn obligation, and Boebert in a statement. The lawmakers say that the prosecutors in Oregon have signed off on at least 12 deferred resolution agreements in federal felony cases resulting in clash during the last year's protests in Portland, while rioters from January 6th are being held in solitary confinement. So reports are circulating that Biden regime has held these rioters in solitary confinement, while at the same time the BLM rioters that attacked federal buildings with just a few hours of community service, Boebert said. So this is the type of treatment we're going to get if we allow this to continue, ladies and gentlemen. Tyranny is upon us, and we must dang start speaking our voice and making it clear we are not going to have this. Hey, this is KG4ZXC and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Taking it back down to Mr. Kirk. Kilo Niner, India, Quebec, Bravo. Mr. Kirk, take it away, sir.
All right, Jesse. KG4, Zulu X-ray, Charlie, K9IQB, in the Liberty Net. Well, first let me say something about Congresswoman Boebert. God bless Congresswoman Boebert. You gotta love her. That lady acts on principle. She just doesn't talk it. She walks it. That's all I got to say about that. Jesse, a comment you made about a half hour, 40 minutes ago, you said something like, I don't know if we can last until 2022 with all that's going on. And I agree with you. And one thing that is frustrating me, we sit here as a people, and I'm talking about people like you and me and Robert and the people on this net and a whole bunch of millions of others who value the Constitution and the American way of life the way we were raised to know it. We're watching the news. The Democrats continue to invade our space, constrain our rights, and the American people are just watching. I wish there was someone with a presence in society. What I mean is a pretty well-known name would stand up and call for some type of civil demonstration. It could be a march in every town in America. It could be everybody blink their lights at 10 o'clock at night for 5 minutes. It could be everybody blow their horn at 4 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. It could be good people go out and block all the lanes on beltway or many beltways around many cities by driving 40 miles an hour, lined up, you know, the lead cars, just everybody coordinate, slow down to 40 miles an hour, and let the traffic back up. Now, that'll be picked up by the TV stations and so forth, and it's not really breaking the law. Because you're within typically the speed limits. Robert could speak better to that. Maybe we'd have to go 45 mile an hour as a minimum. But the point being, we need to create peaceful demonstrations that demonstrate unity across millions and millions of people. And maybe a combination of those methods of civil demonstration. And my final comment is about the Republican National Party, the RNC. The RNC dropped the ball. Most people don't know this. The RNC went into the 2020 elections knowing full well that fraud was going to happen. The RNC stood by as Pennsylvania and other states had rulings and court cases that went totally against the Constitution, but the RNC did nothing. They didn't stand up a quick legal team. They actually stood by and watched. And then in January, unbeknownst to most people, Rona McDaniel, the leader of the RNC and the niece of a certain Romney we all know, Mitt Romney's niece, Rona McDaniel, went down with RNC officials to the state of Florida, drank martinis, and they all elected themselves to head up the RNC again. Now, how does that happen? I'll tell you how it happens. It happens in the quiet of night when no one's looking and the news isn't covering it. And the rest of us are being asked to contribute to the RNC. I would beg you, do not donate to the RNC. If you find a donate button somewhere, make sure you read the small print. Most of the money that's being advertised or where donations are requested under Trump's name are really for the RNC. So you got to do a little homework to find Trump's website, Make America Great Again, but not, you got to watch the lingo because the RNC is using that lingo also. And they're pocketing 90% of every donation that most of us think is going to Donald Trump. So that's my comment, Jesse. KG4ZXRayCharlie, K9IQB.
He's absolutely right.
Yes, sir. You're 100% correct there, Mr. Kirk. By the way, I wanted to bring up something to everybody, and you're right. Everybody needs to quit donating to the RNC because they pocketed almost, what was it? Oh, gosh. I had the article in front of me not long ago, but they has embezzled almost $200 million in funds, and they have not lifted one finger to help Donald J. Trump, our president, overcome this election fraud, and you're absolutely correct. Hey, just a quick reminder, yeah, we need to organize in such a way, but the problem is, you got Facebook, you got
Twitter, you got all these Instacrapgrams and all them entities out there has been stifling free speech now for so long, it is not funny there, Kurt. And you know what's really bad is, you know, we don't have too many sites that represent the American people anymore. But I'm going to read a couple off to you. And I ask everybody out here on the Liberty Net to take notes and go to frankspeech.com. That's frankspeech.com, and that's Mike Lindell's website. He's getting his up and running, so there's a lot of information coming out of that. Also, Golf Echo Tango Tanger Romeo.com, GetTR.com, also is the new website made by one of President Trump's former Secretary of State, something Miller, I can't remember his name, but he's in charge of the GetTR.com. Also, Gab, G-A-B, Golf Alpha Bravo.com, also is a great website with, I think Andy Torben, I believe, is the owner of it, which is all about free speech as well. And we need to start remembering we can organize peacefully, but we need to be on top of the game, ladies and gentlemen, and quit letting these other entities run our life and stifle our voices. It's only a matter of time before things get back in our favor in any way. All right, with that, I am KG4ZXC of the Rude Frog State of Pennsylvania once again. That was Mr. Kirk. K8JOY, you have the deck, sir. What you got for us?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Of course, we know how the left is suspending everybody and not letting them be on social media. Twitter suspended Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene again on Monday night after she shared information about COVID-19 that violated the company's misinformation policy. Where did we hear that word misinformation? I believe we heard that from What's Your Nut Saki, saying that the White House was going to get with social media so that if people are spreading misinformation. So in a series of tweets posted on Sunday and Monday, Marjorie Greene shared the White House and Twitter, a misleading information about coronavirus and the vaccine. Marjorie Greene claimed that COVID-19 is not dangerous for people who are not obese or over the age of 65. It's a virus. It's like the cold. You know, it's not a killer like, of course, Joe Biden says, but she said that it's not serious. Wait a minute, it just jumped away. It's not dangerous for people who are not obese. The Georgia Republican, who had previously compared mask mandates to the Holocaust, saying that that's what they're trying to do, she also said that she didn't believe vaccination should be required. Her account is accessible in the read-only mode, spokesman from CBS News said Monday night. And if she continues to spread misinformation, the far-right congresswoman will be kicked off of social media. Well, there we are. Our First Amendment is going down the toilet. KJY Friday.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Bob, K8JOY, out of Ohio. Thank you, Bob. And, yeah, you couldn't have put it any better, because our freedom of speech is only limited if we don't use it. We got to quit being sheep people. We got to start being communicating with each other on a regular basis. And I emphasize this on a daily basis. If you're wearing a mask, you're too close to me. You shouldn't be talking to me. You're spreading germs or whatever. Oh, my God, people. Let's get off this bandwagon and quit being sheep. Let's start getting off the couch talking to your family, talking to people, and you know, start voicing your opinion. And don't be stifled. Don't let these people allow this to continue. It's up to us as Americans to uphold this great constitution of this great country. And that's pretty much what I'm going to say. Hi, this is KG4ZXC going down. Let's see. Thanks, Miss Laura, for being there. Into JTT on the list. Monitoring mode with Mr. Marty into IRJ net manager. And it goes down to KO4 Golf Sierra Tango. Mr. Rob out of South Carolina. Take it away, Rob.
Thank you, KG4ZXC, this is KO4GSC, and this is Wednesday night, Liberty Net, and I got a story out of a little site called Just the News, and it says, new poll shows 64% of Americans not confident Kamala Harris is ready to be president. A new poll from Convention of States Action shows nearly 60% of those surveyed are not confident about Vice President Kamala Harris becoming president. The poll in partnership with the Trafalgar Group has shows 58.6% of the electorate is not confident at all that Harris is ready to be president. 5% said they were not very confident, period. The flagging numbers for the vice president crosses partisan lines as 42.6% of the Democratic voters say they are not very confident and not confident at all that Harris is ready to become the country's next commander-in-chief. Harris's approval ratings has consistently trended downward since she assumed office in January of this year. The moderate drop in approval numbers is expected for incoming presidents is second in command. Harris's numbers quickly exceed Biden's and most of her predecessors. Americans appear most dissatisfied with her handling the border crisis of which President Biden put Harris in charge of. Among their concerns are record high migrant numbers, her decision not to visit the border, as well as the surge getting started. And we are at record high numbers. They have almost 110,000 to 150,000 people coming through there per month. It is ridiculous. And I don't know why this isn't the real story people are talking about, because this is what's really going on. The president of the Convention of the States Action, Mark Meckler, says of the recent poll, today we're learning voters think Kamala Harris' tenure as vice president has been a disaster, and she's absolutely not ready to step up and take Biden's place. And this is crazy that they're already going out there and giving polls, asking, you know, how people feel about if, you know, Kamala Harris was president, how they would feel, or what she thinks if she was president. I mean, it's awfully funny that it's almost like they're already preparing for that, like they're getting ready for the installation of Supreme Chancellor Harris. It's awful funny that all this is going down. Coincidence? I think not. KO4, GSC.
Hey, well, very good, Rob. And coincidence? I think not as well, because I actually believe that this is their whole game plan, among many other crazy lunacy activities going on. Before I forget, I would like everybody on the net to start paying attention. If you're around any military bases or any other areas that is getting a influx of illegal immigrants coming into this country, being flown in or bused in, I have seen buses coming up the interstate from Texas and south are coming up here into PA, and they're dropping these immigrants off in record numbers. Today alone, we had 5 charter buses dropping them off within the county that I reside in here. And it is amazing, and everybody out here needs to be on top of this and start paying attention, because this is Obama's army, guys. This is the Chi-Coms and their malicious army that's coming into this country. Also, If you didn't already hear that Biden, O'Biden, has invited the UN into this country to take over the police, I don't think that's going to be a very good thing, guys. So just be on your toes. And if you hear something, see something, hey, say something, especially here on the Liberty Net. We all need to stick together and stay on top of the game. All right, moving down the list, KC3PTC. Oh, God, my dog just jumped on my lap. Scared the crap out of me. All right, let's see, KC3, Papa Tango, Charlie, Protect the Constitution. What you got for us, Mr. Tim?
Yeah, I was scrolling, trying to find something to bring to the table for this round, but you know something that I have been telling my friends since the whole Defund the Police movement started, that this is all a plan to bring the blue hats in so that they can take our guns. People, we need to stick together. We need to make sure that we are well armed and able to defend our homes, and the blue hats don't get a chance. That's what it's got to be. This is the United States of America. This is not the United Nations. And we got to stick together. This is getting real, folks. And if we don't really start paying attention, we're going to get what we deserve. We can't play like the Republicans like to play. We got to play like the Democrats play. We got to play to win. This is serious. This is not a joke. We need to be ready to stand firm and protect our Constitution and protect our country, our family, and our livelihoods. Because if we don't, people, we're not going to have much more time to regroup. Defund the police is nothing more than bring in the blue hats. We can't let that happen. There was a plan from Obama, and, man, that's the first I heard tonight when you said that O'Biden has agreed to do that. And that's a scary thought, because that means it's closer than any of us realize. If we're hearing about it now, it's been in play for a while. So we got to be ready, people. We got to be ready. We can't be preparing for Game 8 of the World Series. There ain't no Game 8. So let's get this done. Let's be prepared. That's what we have to do. Somebody on the Liberty Net, KC3, Protect the Constitution. I'll send it back to you, Jesse.
Amen. Hi, very good, Tim, and I appreciate you being there, and your input is greatly appreciated. And, yeah, you're right. This is no joke, guys. This is not a joke. It's not a laughing matter. We've seen it, and it's happening before our eyes. And everybody needs to be, if you haven't prepared by now in some form or fashion, you're wrong. You need to be on top of the game. You need to dang make sure you have enough food on standby, water, and everything else, because the blackouts is intentional, guys. Blackouts are all here for a special reason, and they're manipulating it, and they're putting their players in the in place, and before you know it, we're gonna be up. Yeah, shit creek without a paddle is what we're going to be. All right, thanks, Tim, and God bless. KC3, Papa Tango, Charlie, Protect the Constitution. Love that call. Don't ever lose it. All right, clear with Mr. Tim out of, let's see, where are you at, Tim? You're in Havertown? Quick question, where's Havertown?
All right, Jesse, Havertown is 2 miles east of the place where it all began, Philadelphia. 2 miles east of Philadelphia. That's where it is.
It's in Maryland.
Okay. I knew it was somewhere over there toward the, not Hagerstown. No, that's in Maryland for sure. But this is Havertown, Havertown, I guess you could say. All right, thanks, Tim, and I hope you stick around for the 73 round. Let's see, Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Oscar has left in monitoring mode. I'm going to give you another shot, Andrew. If you're still there, sir, and you'd like to make a comment, come on in. Okay, I'm not hearing nothing from Andrew. So, KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, what you got for us? Anything you'd like to comment on, Mr. Moe? Thank you, Mr. Moe, and definitely we will take your advice. We will definitely keep our powder dry. Hey, out of Nebraska, that's Mr. Moe. That's KD0RSA, a longtime listener and participant here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net as well. And, wow, I tell you what, it's a crazy world we live in, guys. All right, let's see. Do we have any late check-ins? Anyone else would like to join us before we move to the top of the list again for the 73 round? Call now.
Kilo Quebec 4, Echo November.
Okay, let me get that on my list. Kilo Quebec 4. Give me the rest there again.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess you hear me good enough. Kilo Quebec 4, Echo November. And you're in Nebraska?
No, sir. That was Mr. Moe. He was in Nebraska. My call is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie, Jesse, up here in the Roger Fraud state of Pennsylvania.
Okay. Well, I'm confused a little, but I like your conversation. I was just listening, and well, it's great. I think y'all gonna get yourself in trouble, but hey, whatever.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Well, give me your name and location. That way we'll put you on the list there, sir. Oh, right. Well, we already got you on the list. Mr. Reed, well, good to have you aboard, sir. Mottsville, North Carolina, huh? Okay, hey, my buddy lives right there in Statesville.
Oh, that's great to hear. Yeah, well, maybe I know him, but, it's great conversation. I'm staying up too late. I got to get up early. I've been playing electronics. I got some stuff here on the desk, but it's good to hear you guys. Everybody said it had good, it's strong. You got that sound strong. This is KQ4 in Mottsville.
All right, very good there, Mr. Reed. And, my buddy W1WWB, Jim, lives down there in the States, so one of my long-time friends, he's not far from you. But anyway, hey, thanks for coming by, Reed.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, clear with Kilo Quebec 4, Echo India, Echo November. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to butcher your call. All right, clear with Mr. Reed out of North Carolina and 20 over S9 up here in PA from you, Reed.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, going to the top. Well, it looks like I'm at the top of the list myself. Let's see. What do I have for the final conversation tonight? Off of Gateway Pundits, I'm going to read this. Hang on one second. This is KG4ZXC, Jesse out of the Voter Fraud state of Pennsylvania once again, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. We're here from anywhere from $2,200 to whenever we shut down, Wednesdays and Saturdays, guys, so hope you guys come back here soon. Off of Gateway Pundits, let's see, have you guys heard about the Secretary of State, I'm going to start from the top. A big win. California Secretary of State forced to put Larry Elder back on the ballot. The judge alleged violation. It did not even apply. Larry Eldridge pretty much took off the California election for the recall election. because he was a Republican. So now it's official. Larry Elder is running against Newsom out in California. Larry Elder will be on the ballot in California recall. That is set to take place on September 14th. Victory. My next one will be September 14th and the ballot at the ballot box. So Larry Elder, guys, if you got any family out in California, tell them to vote. On Wednesday afternoon, a Sacramento Supreme Court ruled in favor of Elder in the lawsuit against California Secretary of State, disqualifying him for an upcoming recall election over a petty, ridiculous issue with his tax return. The court mandated that he was added back into the ballot and be allowed to run against the Bolshevik incumbent Governor Gavin Newsom. So in a brief 20-minute hearing, the judge ruled that the election law that Elder was alleged to have broken did not even apply to a recall election. And even if it had, his campaign had substantially complied with all the requests and were given by the state. So, hey, there's somebody there on the Republican side running against Newsom, and hopefully they'll get that commie out of California, and maybe some good will come from it. All right, this is KG4ZXC, and that was my comment going down to Lisp K9, IQB, Icky Quoted Blanket. Come on in, Kirk.
All right, Jesse, KG4 Zulu Charlie, Zulu X-Ray Charlie, K9IQB. Everybody's sounding good tonight. I'm using an SDR so that I can hear Mo out there in Nebraska. Mo, thank you for your words. And yes, we will keep our powder dry, that's for sure. Just one comment, one more item. I was going through my email where I get a lot of my news items, and I had read that Sweden beat the United States Olympic women's soccer team 3-0, and everybody was shocked in their opening game in the Olympics in Tokyo. And now I'm reading that Megan Rapinoe, she's the one with the pinkish or blue hair, whatever. You probably heard of her. Not the biggest fan of American patriotism. She admitted that the team was not going to score any goals until we've defeated racism. Now, get that. The team is not going to score any goals until we defeat racism. I will not tell you what my thoughts are about the women's Olympic soccer team or anyone that tolerates that. I know we
Amen.
Have freedom of speech,
Amen.
But when you're representing the country, you're not representing your particular political stance, and that's outrageous. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to say 73s to everybody. It's been great interacting with all of you. And Robert, I'll try to do my friend K-A-J-O-Y, I'll try to remember to come in here on Saturday night. I meant to do it last Saturday, but I'm not in the habit yet, and I forgot all about it. Anyway, it's been great working with all of you tonight, and I wish all of you 73s God bless. This is K9IQB and the Liberty Net.
Hi, very good, Kirk, and God bless you, sir. You put it home right there, because if people cannot go and participate in the Olympics to represent this great country, we don't need you. You can take yourself down to Cuba and see how you like that place. Communist Cuba will definitely teach you a real lesson in communism for sure, and teach you what racism is all about. All right, thank you, Kirk, and God bless. Kilo Niner, India, Quebec, Bravo, Icky Quilted Blanket. Thank you, Kurt. Hey, moving down to K8JOY, Mr. Bob, you have the helm, sir.
Roger, roger. Well, Icky Quilted Blanket, I'll see you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock down. Well, I guess it'd be up a bit. Now it's the Alpha Band. I am covering for Mr. Tony. So my last article is going to be kind of quick. It's in Epic Times. It is Border Texans Face New Reality as They Install Alarm, Answer the Door Arm, and Keep Their Kids Indoors. Del Rio, Texas. Allison Anderson and her husband, a Border Patrol agent, moved from a remote ranch near Big Bend, Texas, after one too many armed encounters with illegal aliens on their property. Where is the government to protect Americans? Illegal aliens are just that, illegal. Anderson grew more increasingly concerned about her ability to protect her young daughters as groups of men would approach the house while her husband was at work as a border guard, border security officer. In multiple occasions, she was left to fend off illegal immigrants with her firearm, as the closest help was an hour away. The family moved to Del Rio at the beginning of 2020, and at the first she breathed a sigh of relief. We wanted to be safe by bringing our kids, Anderson told the Epic Times. I wanted them to be able to play outside and not have to worry about the group. However, the illegal aliens are working their way to their property now where they live. So it just doesn't end. And again, why are we not protecting our own people? The Biden administration, Kamala Fake Harris, has definitely failed us. She didn't even go to the border, if you remember. She went to a safe haven and did a bunch of photo ops. And, of course, tackled like somebody stuck a feather up her hoo-ha. But that should be the topic. One of the other participants said that should be the topic. Some 180,000 a month are entering this country. My God, we cannot sustain this. We have to pay attention, and we have to be vigilant. And like Mo says, keep your powder dry. Mr. Jesse, thank you for running the net tonight. It's been a pleasure. I'll ride along to the end. KG4CX to the C, KAHJONY.
Hey, very good, Mr. Bob, and always a pleasure hearing from you as well. K-A-J-O-Y out of Ohio, that's Mr. Robert. Let's see, moving down into JTT is in Listening Road, Miss Laura. Thank you, Miss Laura, for being there tonight. KO4GST, what you got to sum it up on the 73 round there, Rob?
KO4GST, thank you, KG4ZXC, and I want to say I appreciate you and Mr. Bob for always running the net and a good job you guys do, and I want to say everybody was coming in there nice and clear tonight, and Mr. Moe was coming in nice, 20 over down here in South Carolina from Nebraska, and I hope everybody has a good week, and be safe out there in 73.
Hey, very good there, Rob, and I appreciate all your fine articles and input as well there, sir. I appreciate it, and come back Saturday night. Always a pleasure having you aboard. That's KO4GST, Gulf Sierra Tango out of South Carolina with a great signal up here in PA as well. Yeah, everybody's sounding great tonight, guys. All right, moving down the list for the 73 round, Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Tango Charlie, Protect the Constitution. Mr. Timothy, what you got to sum it up for tonight?
All right, Jesse, first off, I'm not going to get rid of the call, that's for sure. I already have too much money invested in my tags on my truck. But besides that, somebody earlier stated about how all these illegal immigrants are coming in. The United States has the largest army on the planet, with its civilian population, the armed civilians. So how do you invade a country that you want to conquer when you're going to face the largest army? Well, you can't beat them by battling it out with weapons. So you bring them in, you set them up, when the time comes, you arm them. And that's what my fear is. These people are laying in wait. They're the enemies in the gate, waiting to be armed by our own people to help put down any type of insurrection, if they want to call it that, but I would call it any kind of revolt or takeover and take back of our country. I said this when Obama got elected and saw what he was doing. I said he was bringing in an army, and it's becoming true. My father and I would have these conversations and tell our friends, and my friends say to me, how do you see all this happen? And I said, because if I wanted to do it, that's what I would do. American people are too kind. That's a good thing. But we're also being played for. They're playing on our kindness. There's an old saying, don't mistake my kindness for stupidity. I'm hoping that isn't the case here. So, Jesse, everybody on the Liberty Net, this is a great, great, great net. I really love it. I'm glad I found it. I found it by accident, and you guys are very welcoming. I love being here, and I'm going to try to make it every Wednesday and Saturday. There are going to be some Saturdays I'm going to miss, but I like it so much. I was actually on this frequency last night at 10 o'clock. I think it was Wednesday. I can't wait. So, God bless America. Keep the powder dry. God bless the Liberty Net, and God bless everybody who is part of this net. This is KC3, Protect the Constitution, back to Net Control.
Hi, very good there, Timothy, and appreciate you being here. And, I've always kept saying the same words, except just a little different. I always tell people, do not take my kindness for weakness, because we, as Americans, we know what we have to do when it comes down to the wire. So, God be with us, guys. Hey, thank you, Timothy. You take care, and come back Saturday. Always a pleasure hearing from you as well, and you're always welcome. Hi, Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Tango Charlie, Protect the Constitution. That's Mr. Timothy out of Eastern PA. Clear with you. Let's see, ABAMO has left the building. That was Mr. Andrew, and he's no longer with us. Mr. Mo, what do you got for your final thoughts, sir?
It is hard to say. Thank you, Jesse. I don't have nothing. I do want to tell Bob, KAKOY, that I got this radio. Turned down to 15-1. I got to have it down there to keep it under the 1500. And I do appreciate Bob what you did for me. That is a blessing, and I do really appreciate it. As far as the net, I enjoy listening to you fellas and everything, and so I just say keep it up, but I'll turn it back to you.
Hey, very good, Mo, and hey, you take care out there in Nebraska. I'm glad that tube is working out for you on that amp, so very good. If there's any question with anything that we can help you with, don't hesitate to give us a call. Hey, KD0RSA in the great state of Nebraska, that was Mr. Mo. Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir, and we'll definitely keep our powder dry. Kilo Quebec 4, Echo November. Mr. Reed, you still with us, sir? And you got anything you want to say before we get ready to close the net? Call now.
Yeah, I'm listening, and my wife just came in, and I forgot. But, man, I was in here before, and I like you guys, and I listen intensely, and y'all... I'm very interested. You know, keep it up. That's great. That's what I got to say. So, yeah, y'all enjoy yourself, and I'm afraid I'll get in trouble.
Don't be afraid of being in trouble. We're all in this together, and that's why we all need to stick together on a regular basis. And, hey, God bless you, sir. Thanks for being there, Mr. Reed. Well, hey, good to have you aboard, and don't be a stranger, okay, sir?
Yeah, okay, I appreciate that. Now, I appreciate you picking me up and being nice. And it's great. It's a super outfit you got going.
Hi, well, thank you, and come back anytime. Always a pleasure.
Out of Knoxville, North Carolina, that was Kilo Quebec 4, Echo November, and that's Mr. Reed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, do we have any others before I get ready to shut the net down that would like to make a comment, gripes, moans, groans, or anything of importance you would like to say before we shut the net down? Anyone else call now?
Comment.
Okay, comment. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesse. I just want to reach out to Mo, MoRSA-KAHJOY. Mr. Mo, it was a pleasure to find the tube and get it to you to get you on the air. It was a pleasure. I am so happy that it's working. 15 watts of drive. That is wonderful. I hope that tube serves you well for many, many years. So, 73, God bless you, sir, until we talk again. Over. All righty, sir. Back to you, Mr. Jesse, and whenever you're ready, I've got the closing door.
Okay, roger, roger, Bob. Anyone else with any final comments?
Man, 4ROQ.
Man, 4ROQ. Mr. Larry. Well, we missed you, Larry.
Yeah, a little under the weather tonight. Good to hear everyone in there. Mo, good to hear you in there. Glad you got that amp going there. Sounding great here in Tennessee. Good to hear Reed and all the others there. So everyone's sounding good. The band is great. So thanks for running the net, guys. Have a good night. N4ROQ, Larry, Tennessee.
Hi, very good, Mr. Larry, and I hope you get feeling better there, sir, and hope you're up to par by Saturday. Always good to have your articles coming through as well. So N4ROQ out of Tennessee, clear with Mr. Larry. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to go ahead and thank Mr. Bob for running the logger tonight and keeping track of everybody. I'd like to go ahead and thank our founding father, who is no longer with us, Mr. Vic, W1WCR. We miss you, sir. And I'd like to thank Mr. Marty into IRJ and his beautiful wife, Miss Laura, into JTT. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you guys for making this a great net tonight, guys. Wouldn't be a net without you and your participation. Hope you come back Saturday night. We're here Wednesdays and Saturdays from 2200, that's 10 o'clock, every Wednesday and Saturday nights. And I hope you guys join us again. With that being said, I am Jesse, KG4ZXC, out of the Verde Frog State of Pennsylvania, and I wish everybody a great evening, and I'm going to let Bob close the net. So take it away, Bob.
All righty, Mr. Jesse, as I close this window for Mr. Jesse on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are often listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to Silent Keys, of which the first three I communicated with personally. W1WCR, Mr. Victor, our founder. W9FAM, Mr. Vern, with a booming voice in this radio. KE8INE, Mr. Jim, behind enemy lines in Michigan. KN4CF, Robert. N3GVA, Mike. W2WCW, Frank. W9MPB, RV. K4GAR, Harrison. KB2DYB, Dennis. KE2LO, Eugene. And KI2J, Mike. It is my prayer, along with Jesse, for God to bless this great country. Bless all of you that have been with us tonight. Thank you. May your day tomorrow be bright. With that being said, this is KJY passing it back to KG4ZX to the C to put the ribbons on the knife.
right, thank you, Bob, and thank you, everyone on the net. This is KG4ZXC out of Pennsylvania, thanking K9IQB, KAJLY into JTT, and KO4GST, KC3, Papa Tango Charlie, Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Oscar, Kilo Delta 0, RSA, Mr. Moe, KQ4, Echo November, and November 4, Romeo Oscar Quebec. And for RT, thanks, Miss Really, for showing up. And God bless each and everyone, and God bless this great country, and God save America, because we need it. 73 is all. KG4 is the XC.
Good night, Jesse.